morning. Today is Thursday, October the 27th, 297th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon out of the swamp. Oh, in Halloween style. The swamp monster, Cy.
Do you like my costume today, Brian?
Yeah, well, you know, it did get attention of people all around the studios.
It did, I know.
Yeah, it was kind of impressive how there was kind of like a ghostly kind of a paleness to a couple guys.
Everybody seemed pretty shocked driving into the office today, you know?
Yeah, kind of cool. Somebody was camping out at the end of the driveway there by the school.
Trying to slow people down, that's what we do.
Yeah, like the fog didn't. How weird is that?
Slowed down some people.
Our quote this morning before we get things rolling comes from Cahill Gibran. Keep me away from wisdom which does not cry, the philosophy which does not laugh, and the greatness which does not bow before children.
Very nice.
Very cool stuff.
Very cool stuff.
So is Halloween, I know it's not one of your avoid the eights.
No.
Because it's a little different ball game, but I would imagine it puts everybody on edge just as much as any other event day.
As much, if not more. Obviously, you know, kids are out there in masses walking around in costumes, dark costumes at nighttime. So, yeah, of course, puts us a little more on toes just thinking about all the kids running around and all the other traffic cruising around. So, yeah, you know, we actually are going to bump up our numbers a little bit. Because one, every Saturday can be a little bit busy, but two, a Halloween Saturday really can be busy.
Does daylight savings?
That's on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that cause a little bit of, or is that more of a Monday thing as people are going to work?
Yeah, it's more of a Monday thing. Yeah. You know, there's a little bit of adjustment. One shift has to cover 1 hour longer. Another shift has to kind of come in. So they kind of break it down.
Not about you guys, about us guys.
Oh, it's always about us. Guys,
I'm squinting as the sun is coming over the mountain, and now it's 8:15. Okay, fine.
Right.
Next week it becomes 7:15.
Now
I'm coming to work.
Now you're a little more tired.
And it's like, okay, come over the crest of Booner Hill and right in the chops again.
Yes,
you know, unless
absolutely.
It's overcast. So it's and at nighttime, you know, when folks are going home and it gets darker sooner, I would think that's.
Yeah, people got to adjust for it, obviously, you know, and everybody's used to driving home after work and it's sunny and everybody can see, but then all of a sudden it's dark and, oh, we got to slow down even a little bit more. So, yeah, just everybody be aware of that. Don't be late for work or early for work. What is it? We fall back now? I know. I always get confused each time.
Yeah, I know. That's the mantra. Don't be early for work. Good Lord.
Too early.
Damien got that one right on the button, didn't he?
He liked it. His eyes lit up.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking, geez, maybe we ought to alternate every other day, just see what happens with folks.
Keep everybody on their toes.
Oh, we'll get to the crime and the mayhem stuff after we come back from the break. Yeah, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We will return.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May from California Highway Patrol out of the Arcata office. Adam's got 2 months left?
Adam's done.
Oh, he's gone.
He's done.
Oh, that dog, he didn't come by.
I know. He wanted to slip out quietly in the night. As of this week.
No freaking way, man.
Yep, he's done. He worked hard. He had a good career. And you know what? He's going to be missed.
His career is not
over. At least by us.
Yeah, I know. I got it. You know, look what you left me with, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no kidding.
So when does the replacement return?
You know,
or arrive? I guess
I think the department's going to have a promotional testing coming up in the next month or two. So people throughout the state who are eligible to take the captain's test will be taking that. And then several months after that, they'll choose somebody. So, you know, we're looking March, probably.
In the period of time now, you guys just kind of run regular and don't have somebody in that chair?
We'll have, like, yeah, an acting commander, usually the next in line, so a lieutenant or somewhere like that. We'll run the show.
So you do need to have somebody.
Yeah, we got to have somebody overseeing everybody, making sure we're doing what we're supposed to be
doing.
Make
sure all the cats are lined up.
Exactly, all right, exactly. All right. We will function even without Mr. Adam Yeager.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, that has to be a news story then this afternoon.
Breaking news.
No, not breaking. I mean, you know, towards the end of the news.
Okay. All right.
What's going on with all this weirdness that's out there? I mean, the last, well, we have, I think Dan's been tracked. I don't know if it was this month, 13 stabbings.
Yeah.
Some interesting driving patterns showing up, shootings.
Pursuits.
Some on the coast, some inland, some north, some south. What?
All of the above.
What is going on?
Well, it is fall. Trimming season is upon us. So during that time of year, at least from my experience working in the Willow Creek area, a lot of people come from all over the country and even all over the world now. Seeing a lot of foreigners come into our area to make some money and trim, trim some marijuana. And it just brings an influx of people who, some of them are better than others. Some of them obviously don't abide by the laws. And so it's just a hodgepodge and mix of people that don't like the law enforcement so much. So I don't know if that has an effect on it, but in my opinion, I think it does.
Are the number of, interceptions?
Yeah.
To use football phrase. Is that...
It does.
On the increase right now, too? Have you seen a parallel increase?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It seems to go up around this time of year and a little bit after this time of year, after everything's been processed and they're moving it to wherever they need to be moving it. So, yeah, we've had a few extra busts going on last week or so.
So all these activities are all drug-related? But are they marijuana drug related?
I can't say. I don't know all the details on all of them, but
well, your gut.
My gut. You know what? Unfortunately, Humboldt County, we seem to have a drug and alcohol issue in our area. So I would assume a lot of these stabbings and shootings and things that are going on are somewhat drug related. Either people ripping each other off, money or drugs, or they're under the influence or not thinking right. So that would be my gut instinct.
The speeding, driving, mm-hmm. speeding that, yeah. that's going on. Are these also? I have a tough time imagining somebody getting blottoed enough with whatever to get somebody's attention, let alone hit the streets.
Well,
then go fast and get people's attention. I mean, there's like four or five different steps that are going along there,
right.
All of which are tough, I think, for many of us to be able to wrap our heads around.
Yeah. Speeding, it's going to be locals and regular people, and we get a number of traffickers and stuff like that. I mean, you would think that if they're doing something illegal and trying to sneak under the radar and get to where they need to go, they would mind their P's and Q's.
Go 53,
exactly,
not 55.
Right? Or not 65 or 70. I mean, I've made a few busts in my day, and some of them are for speed, some of them are from weaving all over the place because they're under the influence.
What was the one, I don't know, was it local or was it national where they... Somebody had it was a hearse.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been national.
I think it was national.
It was a hearse, and it was going fast and weaving.
Yeah.
And when you said that, it triggered. Inside, they pulled it over. Inside the back end, but not inside the coffin, were drugs.
Wow.
In bags.
Wow.
And they opened it up. The whole coffin was full of drugs.
Kind of a smart idea,
Yeah, I guess a hearse would tend not to be something you would get attention.
If you drive the speed limit and don't weave all over the place.
Yeah, but I guess somebody must have been in the back seat and decided to come up to the front seat.
Something. Who knows?
Just the goofiest things. What's the weirdest way you've run into somebody trying to transport drugs?
Oh, my goodness.
Or the biggest you kind of stumbled on one. Really?
It all ends up being weird. Every stop that ends up being related to drugs is weird. I've stopped people for speeding. I've stopped You know, I've stopped people who are broke down on the side of the road. Stop to them. Stop. Talk, just check on them. Hey, are you okay? You know, are you broke down? Do I need to call you a tow truck? And then they smell alcohol. I smell a little bit of marijuana in the car, and the investigation just blows up from there. So I'm just stopping to check on these people, and then here we go. Here's some arrests, and here's some drugs, and open a whole can of worms.
But none of these real creative stories that we hear about.
I don't have anything really, you know, crazy creative. I helped a canine officer one time, and, you know, the canine, for him, it wasn't anything crazy, but he was finding bindles of money hidden in the engine compartment. I mean, $70,000, $80,000, and I thought that was pretty...
That's,
you know,
impressive.
Yeah, exactly. To me, that was impressive. For him, it was another day at work. He's got the canine. He does it every, you know, every so often, so...
And that's a really creative way to tip your mechanic.
Yeah, right.
I had not
right.
thought of that before.
No kidding. You're a thinker. Yeah. You're a thinker.
Yeah. Sure. KINS, News and Information Time. I think it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May from the CHP in the Arcata office. Cy, this time of the year, the change of seasons, a little bit of frost, a little bit of fog. Do motorists tend to take those serious?
Not serious enough, because we always tend to have accidents. And you know, accidents happen, but we just got to remind people that we have a nasty weather system around here. We get everything. Fog, snow, sleet, rain. And this time of year, yeah, during the middle of the day, it may be nice and sunny, but in the morning, you got to remember, it's wet out there. It got cold last night. There may be a little ice. So please, just be mindful.
Up in the hills, I think there was supposed to be a little frost warning or something.
It was freezing this morning when I was driving to work, so I can imagine up over the mountains that, yeah, it got cold.
Black ice is almost by definition not visible, right? How do you know? How do you know that it's there? Because I think for us, mm-hmm. okay, wet, okay, once the oil's off the road, okay, we're pretty routine with that.
Pretty good.
But the extremes.
Yeah, black ice, it's hard to see and sometimes impossible to see. You just have to be mindful enough to realize, okay, you know, I'm going up in elevation, or the weather has been really cold these last few days. And slow down. There's nothing wrong with slowing down and being extra cautious. I know everybody's busy. We got places to go. Try to leave 5 to 10 minutes early. Give yourself a little bit of space cushion. And keep your eyes peeled. You know, we got the radio turned on. We got people talking to us in our car. But you really got to focus on the road and see what's out there. But as far as like a trick as to seeing black ice, there really isn't one.
So like looking up on the hillside.
Well, yeah.
And it may show white frost.
Right. Yeah, if you that's an indicator, obviously, that it got cold enough last night to freeze. And if you're seeing that sort of stuff, typically there's a good chance there could be black ice out there. So, yeah, but as far as seeing it on the roadway, almost impossible.
The thing that surprises me, and this is probably more for those of us driving through redwood areas,
mm-hmm.
is the mold on the highway.
Yeah, it can be
slick.
And
you don't see it. I mean, summertime, you don't see it. Then you throw a little water on it.
Gets slick.
And now it's there, and that's slicker than ice. At least it seems to be for me.
It's definitely comparable. Yeah, it's just another one of the elements that we have here in our beautiful Humboldt County that you got to be mindful of. You can't prepare for everything, but you just got to be aware of the different elements that we have. And I encourage people to, you know, when kids are getting their permits when they're young, I encourage parents, hey, don't just drive around the city of Eureka. Take your kid out on some of the country roads. Expose them to the different elements. Get out there, drive on the freeway. Drive on 299, drive in the snow. Get these kids some experience while they're with their parents. so that when they grow up, they realize, hey, I got to watch out for these things. I got to watch out for this mold, this moss on the road, the ice. So, you know what? And just everybody, just be aware of what we got.
Everything other than driving through running water on the pavement, right?
If you see that, that's an indicator. Please slow down. You're going to hydroplane.
Yeah. Well, there's enough hills in the area in most of the communities where you can get that little backup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you get a pretty good sense. So, you know, all you need to do is have the wheel jerk once.
And you're going to lose it. Yeah. If you hydroplane, you know, you can feel it. All you need to do is let your foot off the gas. Your car is going to slow down enough to where your tire is going to come back into service with the roadway. That's it. Don't hit your brakes. Don't jerk the wheel. Take the foot off the gas.
I hadn't thought about taking the kids to various areas and expose. I mean, that would be duh. I mean, that right. kind of a logical thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I try to tell parents.
And leaves also, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, if you're driving.
Absolutely. If you're on one of the back country roads and you get some of those slick leaves that have fallen and had a few rains on them, absolutely.
What about air pressure? I know a lot of folks will talk about, during the winter I take a pound or two out so that it has a little wider footprint on the road, a little bit more stable, and da-da-da-da. Is that something you guys recommend?
You know what? It's not going to, if you don't take too much out, it's not going to hurt. If you're still within the recommended pound of for your tire, it's good. Because, yeah, if you let out a little bit of air, it will give you a little bit more of a footprint for a little bit more traction. And I've done that when I've been out in the woods and I've gotten stuck before in some sandy kind of.
Oh, really?
Dirt.
Like.
Yeah, if you get stuck.
Not that you were attending anything.
Nothing.
On a beach.
Never.
That might have required a vehicle going out and getting stuck.
Right, exactly.
Officer May.
If you can let the tire out almost completely, and you will be able to get out of some stuff that you wouldn't be able to do it before.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you get in the mud and the muck on the side. Or
and sand really works good. You let it almost flat. I mean, just so there's enough air in there to you know.
Well, the dune buggies, I mean, they run a little wider and looser.
Or if you watch, you know, the rock crawling competitions, you'll notice that their tires, you know, they got these huge knobby tires. You watch them. They're not filled with very much air. They push up against a rock, and they really squish in and mold
around. Yeah, kind of envelop
everything. Yeah, exactly.
The rock, yeah.
Kind of like an amoeba just grabbing and crawling and doing stuff. So there's a little CHP tip of the day. Deflate your tires if you get stuck in the sand.
With or without the beer keg. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Cy.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May. Boy, I had a great question for this segment, and I just totally spaced it. I need to start writing this stuff down a little bit more.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah, probably in about an hour and a half.
Give me a call. I'll answer it then.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So as you're looking at this kind of being the onset of the holiday season, do you guys start doing anything different? I mean, procedurally, I know you may have more out there on the on the roads, fine and dandy, but are you looking for different things because of the weather change, because of the time of the year, because maybe folks are familiar or they're not familiar with what's going on?
You know, there's not a ton that changes as far as procedurally. Looking for different things. During the bad weather, we'll pay a little bit more attention to people's tires. You know, if somebody gets involved in a traffic collision, we look at the tire, see if it has adequate tread depth. And again, if I make a stop, you know, I'm looking at the vehicle in the summertime. You know, usually I'm just up there dealing with what I need to do. In wintertime, pay a little bit more attention. Okay, this guy's he's got a bad tire. It's getting close. I'll give him a warning. Say, hey, you need to get some new tires put on here because of the weather conditions that we have going. But
a formal warning or just a hey, bud.
Each stop is different. It just kind of depends. You know, sometimes I'll just say, hey, you know, hey, sir, just get that fixed as soon as you can. Or if this guy.
If somebody goes stupid and starts throwing your lip. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, again, it's just different from time to time. And if he's got a number of different things going on in his vehicle as far as mechanical issues, I'll usually choose the one that's most dangerous to write him up for. I'm not going to write him up for everything. I understand people, it takes time to get the money together, to get everything fixed on your car, sure. But if you've got some bald tires that are going to cause you a traffic collision or somebody else and hurt somebody, I'll write you up for that. You know, something that's more hazardous to health.
I would imagine lights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do those funny, goofy blue light cause you guys consternation? I know they sell them as saying extra vision and internet.
Right.
And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. If that really was the case, fire would be running with them. Police would be running with them. Ambulances would be running with them.
Right.
It wouldn't be the guys in the hot rods running with them.
They don't cause us a ton of problems, but they are illegal. Once you get to a certain tint of blue, they become illegal. And you can't have green or purple. You know, I've seen all the different colors that are available out there. In the state of California, you can have a certain range of bluish tint in your headlights. And that's due to some of the new high-powered lenses tend to have a little bit of a bluish tint to them. That's why it's incorporated into that range.
Do lights really have that much difference? I mean, do you guys run with regular lights, or do you put...
We run with what Ford gives us, but most of the newer cars these days do have really good headlights installed in them.
So that would be something you probably would get attention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Somebody's running with a light out or a 100% reverse light or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make stops probably on almost every mechanical light issue that we'll see. Whether or not we're going to cite somebody for it, again, it's different from stop to stop. And most of the time, if it's a headlight, I'll probably just say, hey, sir, you know, please get that fixed as soon as you can. You know, we got nasty weather coming up. You're required to run with your headlights on during rainy and foggy conditions, so get that taken care of for me. And, you know, people are happy. They didn't get a ticket. They had a nice interaction with us.
With a pleasant officer.
With a pleasant, smiling officer who's happy to be there, as always.
Even if he follows you down to your work site.
Yeah, right.
I had an interesting one, and we'll be done. Little Red Schoolhouse.
Okay.
Came around the corner.
Yeah.
And there was an elk on the side.
Yeah.
Car parked behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Car parked next to it. Car parked in front of it.
Okay.
Fog, dusk, and one of them was using a flash camera.
Not a good scenario. Not a good scenario.
Oh, but on the flip side, Caltrans, Monday we were going up.
Uh-huh.
And the herd was crossing the street.
Mm-hmm.
Caltrans pulled over and just flashed.
Awesome.
And it was like, in 12 years, I've not seen that. That was so cool.
I've been, you know, working the North Beat where the elk are getting a little close to the road. So I will, you know, I'll pull my patrol vehicle over, maybe give a little bloop, bloop, try to scare them away from the road. And if they're still just kind of hanging out there and trying to cross, I'll park and I'll put my lights on just to get people's attention that are coming up from behind or whatever. Hey, slow it down and be safe.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Yep, absolutely.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.